You're listening to SBS News.
Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama is on track for victory in the country's general election, with more than half of the votes counted. It's only the second general elections to be held in the country since Mr. Bainimarama took power in a military coup 12 years ago. Provisional results of 1,552 out of 2,170 polling stations shows Mr. Bainimarama's Fiji First Party with 51.79% of the vote. The main opposition leader, also a former coup leader, Sitiveni Rambuka's SADELPA party, has 37.87% of the vote so far. The next most popular is the National Federation Party with 7.52%. Mr. Bainimarama spoke to SBS outside the polling station where he cast his vote.
How many seats will you win, Prime Minister?
Sorry?
How many seats will you win?
Well, we're hoping to win the majority, so we can form the next government again.
Accept the outcome of this election today, the results?
I'll be disappointed if we lose.
Will you accept the result and the outcome?
I'll be disappointed if we lose.
The race between the two former coup leaders has been hotly contested, with voters swayed on key issues including education funding, healthcare and land rights issues. Low voter turnout was concerning Electoral Commission staff, with polling suspended at more than a dozen stations due to flooding and torrential rain. Those voters will be able to have their say today when they cast their ballots. The low turnout was noted by this voter, who compared it to previous elections.
It's empty, I should say. But last time was full back here. Maybe the people of the weather.
Mr. Rumpuka was only given the green light to run in the general election on Monday after Fiji's High Court cleared him of electoral fraud charges. He told SBS he believes the country would be better off under his leadership.
I just want to tell them that we'll live out the words of our national anthem, land of freedom, hope and glory. And it is our duty to give the people that.
If you are victorious today, what would you like to say to people of Fiji?
I'd like to congratulate them for exercising their rights.
The University of the South Pacific's Dr. Tui Rikuita told SBS the court case against Mr. Rumbuka could have resulted in sympathy voters and undecided voters leaning towards SADELPA, and that would cast a very interesting light on the elections. Mr. Bainimarama has led what's been described as an investor-friendly government, opening Fiji's doors to China, he says.
SADELPA is an unknown quantity in terms of governing the nation. So I think the investors might hold back for a while if a new government comes in, especially if it's SADELPA, but they will have to do their due diligence before they will try and come. But ultimately, I think they will come around again.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.